For most people, the date of May 13th, 1985 is, to quote a phrase, a day that shall live in infamy. That's not just because of the horrific act of state terrorism that the date marks, or even the massacre of 11 Move people. It marks, once again, an instance of state injustice. For what made May 13th a day of remembrance is the brutal imprisonment of the Move 9, who, despite their innocence, were convicted of murder and sentenced to upwards of 100 years in Pennsylvania dungeons. For Move people, the date of May 13th, 1985 is, to quote a phrase, a day that shall live in infamy. That's not just because of the horrific act of state terrorism that the date marks, or even the massacre of 11 Move people. It marks, once again, an instance of state injustice. For what made May 13th a day of remembrance is the brutal imprisonment of the Move 9, who, despite their innocence, were convicted of murder and sentenced to upwards of 100 years in Pennsylvania dungeons. On August 8, 1978, the Philadelphia police launched an attack on the home and headquarters of the Move organization. In the resulting crossfire, the cops shot one of their own. And after the assault, the state charged all 9 of the Move people, men and women, those armed and unarmed, with murder, convicted them, and sentenced them to upwards of a century each. Their unjust incarceration necessitated the struggle of May 13, 1985, which was an attempt to free their imprisoned brethren. It marks once again an instance of state injustice, for what made May 13th a day of remembrance is the brutal imprisonment of the Move 9, who, despite their innocence, were convicted of murder and sentenced to upwards of 100 years in Pennsylvania dungeons. If the Move 9 were treated fairly and not unjustly railroaded to prison for a crime they did not commit, there would have been no May 13th, for there would not have been the need for it. What you instead have is an injustice piled upon another injustice, an injustice leavened by a massacre. May 13th marked a political betrayal, which was a result of police criminality. To this date was wedded additional injustice. For the very state that saw nothing wrong with a premeditated massacre of 11 men, women, and babies saw fit to charge the sole adult survivor with a slew of crimes when her only crime was survival. Ramona Africa was thrown into the women's hellhole of Muncie Prison for 7 years for not dying when the state tried to murder her by bombing the house in which she lived. For May 13th, 1985, points to the Move 9, not just a name, but real people, good and sensitive people, who continue to languish in the grips of the state 27 years later. They are Phil and Janine Africa, Mike and Debbie Africa, Chuck Africa, Eddie Africa, Janet Africa, Delbert Africa, and the late, great Merle Africa. Parents, now grandparents, rebels and revolutionaries, disciples of the teachings of John Africa, and yes, innocent of any crime. But in an empire built on fear and repression, there is no greater crime than the longing for freedom. The essence of Move is commitment, and May 13, 1985 was a hallmark of that commitment. It was a commitment to family, a commitment to love, a commitment to justice. Those things, things of the heart, of the soul, of the inner self, did not die on May 13, 1985. It lives on today in the daily work of the disciples of John Africa, every day. Long live John Africa. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.